Gotta stay hungry.
Yeah, it doesn't just necessarily mean for the food, you know, it just means for myself as well. You know, always remember that there's something more out there.
AudioVox.
Welcome back to the AudioVox. On this episode, we are at my favorite burger joint, Junior's Gourmet Burger, with the man himself, Junior. How's it going, man?
Good, man. How you doing, Tony?
Good, good, man. How's everything?
Chilling, bro, chilling. Woke up, it's a beautiful day.
It is. It's, at least it's not raining and looking crazy like yesterday, but today it is a lot better and shit. So what's up, man? So talk to me. What got you into cooking? Like, what started it all to get you into the game?
What got me into cooking? To be honest with you, the streets.
The streets? It's like that was the motivation right there?
Nah, yeah, for real. Back in the days when I first started off, it was kind of hard. You know, I was a juvenile and I had some issues with my background.
Okay.
So basically, it was kind of hard to find a job doing what I wanted to, just doing anything.
You felt like it was more comfortable. I guess like you felt a connection with food. Like I could, you felt more.
Nah, bro, it wasn't even that. It was just trying to get a gig. Just trying to get a job. Like my first job, I didn't even start off. Like, let's say, I guess when the whole thing started for me, like when my life kind of changed into the culinary world, was my first gig, you know, I guess you could say was, because I mean, I had other jobs. I worked at McDonald's when I was, you know, teenager and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
But like what really started me off and getting me into the food game was I had a job right here in Hialeah at Denny's on 49th Street.
Oh, shit.
And okay. I was working graveyard as a dishwasher, busboy. And then it kind of just started from there. I started working there. I was working graveyard doing dishes and things like that. And there was a cook there, a Haitian dude named Fritz.
Tell me about him.
I'll never forget, bro. I'll never forget. He was cool dude. He just loved it. And I'm washing dishes. And then finally, I was just, you know, I asked him to show me a couple things. And then he started showing me a couple things. And I started learning how to work in the kitchen. And I started working in the kitchen with him and started working. And then I started getting some breakfast shifts.
Oh, shit.
Went from there, you know?
No, so you were already in the environment of being around the kitchen and shit like that, so feeling comfortable, shit, with him motivating you like that. So that's pretty dope. So what led you on to pretty much getting your own spot? Like, what motivated you, like, to get to the next level? You're like, hold up, I'm gonna do this.
Honestly, bro, it just happened. You know, I was always motivated to continue to move myself up, but I never saw myself actually owning my own shop. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was motivated, you know, I went to culinary school, and then at a certain point, I told myself, you know, when I get to a certain age, I'm going to be a general manager. I'm going to be a manager of a restaurant. I'm going to be doing this. I'm going to be doing that. You know, never really saw myself opening my own spot. You know, I'll be 100% honest with you. I think maybe in the future, like, back then, I wanted to open up like a bed and breakfast. But yeah, when I was older, you know, like move to the country and, you know, a nice yeah. hillside with some horses and, you know, nice. Do a nice bed and breakfast, maybe even a little like boutique type of thing underneath, you know, but never opened my own restaurant. It just happened.
No, I bet. And it sounds like it happened organically, which adds more to your story.
Like the story about the restaurant was not too far from here, right down the street, like maybe about like a quarter mile, there was another burger joint that opened up. And that burger joint, the owner, he wasn't doing well. He was a teacher. So he didn't really have a lot of time to put into the restaurant. And he had some kids running it at the time. And it was actually right around the same time as actually right now as we're doing the interview, just 10 years ago.
Oh, you know? Snap. Okay.
Yeah, because I remember it was my grandma's birthday. And I was in Cali for the weekend, and I came back. And when I came back, him and I were in talks because his restaurant wasn't doing well. I didn't have a job at the time. You know, I had just left my corporate job. And he basically wasn't doing well. And I told him, hey, look, you know, let's work something out. And next thing you know, I start cooking for him. You know, I start running the business.
Oh, shit.
I start running the shop. And business went from zero to 100 within a couple of months.
Awesome.
Then one day, for some reason, I find myself, like, he showed up on a Sunday. He was sitting in the dark.
Uh-oh.
And we're like, you know, what happened? and he basically wanted to sell the business. He didn't want anything to do with it no more. He wanted to sell the business to me, and I was like, nah, bro, you're asking me some ridiculous amount of money for a business that isn't worth nothing.
Nah,
we've been running it for 3 months.
Yeah.
And that was that. Next thing you know, through one of the customers, one of the clientele that was going through the shop,
he basically
asked me, you know, he was like, bro, what are you doing? You know, you got to do something. Your food's fire. I've tried your food. I've tried the burgers. I've tried other things you've made, and everything's been fire so far. You know, like, you got to do something with it. And I was like, bro, I'm just going to go work somewhere else. And he was like, nah, you got to do something with it. You got to open up your own shop.
Yeah, giving you that push.
To me at the time, I thought it was ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't have any money.
It was too hard to reach that goal at that moment.
Yeah, I didn't have anything, you know? And he was like, no, you know what? I'm going to help you out. I'm going to do everything pro bono. So
nice.
He did all the paperwork. He did everything. He actually knew the owner of this location where we're sitting at now.
Oh, nice.
And he knew the owner, and this place was sitting here for about a year just collecting dust. Nobody was running it. Nobody was doing anything. This place was empty. And he got in communication with him. He talked to him. A couple months of doing my thing.
Started building.
We were able to open our doors on October 12th, 2010.
Look at that. Congrats. It's been a minute now.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. So what drives you to do these events, competitions that you be a part of? I see you that you're part of these events for the community, and then you're going to a lot of these competitions as well. I can see the awards on the wall.
I think like we have right here.
Stay hungry. Gotta stay hungry.
Yeah, it doesn't just necessarily mean for the food, you know, it just means for myself as well. You know, always remember that there's something more out there. You know, like I said, it was a blessing to be able to be into this spot, you know, just to get in here, and then to be able to have other people that see what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. It's a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? To know that people want to come here and know that people want to come and put you in those situations, because a lot of times, a lot of these competitions, I didn't press to go be in those competitions. You know what I'm saying? People came and looked for me and were like, hey, you know, we want you in this competition. You know,
which definitely helped you out. Like, I'm ready for this. So that's dope. Like,
yeah,
it gave you a little bit of like how you're saying, know your worth. Like, okay, I am gonna go to this event. I got nothing to lose. Let me just show up and hustle it.
Yeah, and just see what happens. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we went to a taco thing one time. You know what I'm saying? And I don't even make tacos, but you know what I'm saying. But I love to eat them. I love to make them. You know, I love to make anything. So, you know, we were out there, and again, a thing that we were invited to, you know, mind you, we're Junior's Gourmet Burgers, you know, and here we are at a taco event, you know.
I'm making tacos.
And people were telling us, you know, that our tacos were up there with everybody else. So, you know, it's just a matter of wanting to be out there and just continue to, you know, like you were just saying, you know, the networking part, you know, and just let people know that we're out here. We're not just burgers, you know, we're not just a pretty face and a smile.
For sure. And I also see that you have a food truck as well. So let's talk about the food truck. So
the food truck is kind of tricky right now, just due to the times that we're in. We purchased the food truck in, I want to say, October of 2019.
Okay.
Something like that. And basically, it was like right before the pandemic. So in October, we kind of took some time getting it ready. I want to tell you, in like January of 2020, we started taking it out and doing our thing, and we started taking it to different locations. But then come March 2020, pandemic hit, you know? So that put a hole on the food truck. My biggest hit with the pandemic has been that, you know, not so much the business aspect of it. We're still doing okay. You know, people are still coming in. But I lost a lot of employees.
Damn.
So right now, my biggest hit with the food truck is I'm having a hard time just getting it out in general. Like right now, we're doing private events because I can schedule everybody around.
Gotcha.
But like, if, you know, just due to the fact that I'm black on employees, I can't really take it nowhere. So you can keep up with it at our Instagram, Junior's Food Truck.
Okay.
And you can always schedule it for private events and things like that. But for the most part right now, we're not like taking it out and taking it to any location because I don't have the manpower. You know, I can't be here and I can't be on the food truck at the same time.
Yeah, COVID pretty much hit your industry really hard.
Yeah.
I bet at one point you're like thinking, when is this shit going to get back to normal?
Yeah, man, it was hard because like when, you know, we're not really takeout.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was building the business, we really weren't building it as a takeout business. So when they shut everything down and then went down to takeout, it was kind of rough on us. You know what I'm saying? Like, we lost a lot of employees. We lost a lot of business. And everybody, we're still wondering when we're going to get to 100%.
Do you feel like now, during this pandemic and everything that's happened, you've learned something a little bit different for the business that, you know, at the end of the day is going to benefit you guys?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I mean, you know, we've learned a little different aspects and little different ways that we can learn and taught ourselves to make different ways of revenue. Like, you know, for example, the food truck and things like that. But the one thing you can't foresee is the employee issue.
No, I bet you need all the help you can to be able to drive your business. And, you know, a lot of people got busy and lazy and lost jobs, got jobs, say, I don't want to work.
Because right now, unless the government is going to stop giving out that money, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if it ever was to happen again, you know what I'm saying? Like with the whole pandemic issue, mm-hmm. How do we address that part of it?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? Because right now, like I said, when we were at our peak, we had probably about 15 employees. Now we're trying to make it with 5.
Oh, man. Big difference. Big difference. Yeah, the pandemic. Supposedly, they're cutting off the money on the 26th of this month. Or I believe some shit like that. They're going to start cutting off the unemployment help and all that. So maybe by next month, you're going to see people running up in here like, hey, I need a job.
Hopefully.
Yeah, for sure. Soon, man. And what about this artwork right here on these walls? It looks dope, man. It has a different type of vibe. I like the theme. Tell me about it.
Well, the artwork is pretty personal to me. Just like the whole shop, it's pretty personal. You know, it's my own business, my own little baby that we created.
Absolutely.
So basically, the wall, a lot of people, some people don't know and some people do, but the majority of the artwork on the wall is done by my tattoo artist.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So a lot of the, I guess you could say, murals are some of my tattoos.
Okay.
That I have throughout my body. And then some of them are not. Like, you know, you see here the Batman. The bull's head is actually a drawing that my daughter did.
Oh, nice.
So it's supposed to resemble the first bull's trophy that I won over there. The first bullhead trophy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to resemble that, and that's actually on my T-shirt, if I'm not mistaken. See right here, and then the T-shirts actually also symbolize a couple of stars. I got stars on the bottom. I kind of went with like that whole soccer theme, you know, like when you win a little trophy and you put a little star on yours.
Okay.
So for every time we won a different trophy, I put another little star on the T-shirt every time I got one made.
Oh shit! And the extra stripe right there.
Yeah, but then like I was saying, so the Batman. You got the Miami skyline in the background, and then you got the Superman over there. Those represent my kids, you know, like they're big superhero fans. So I went ahead and put them on there. Like, I don't have no superhero tattoos of myself, but, you know, I just went ahead and put those up there.
Nice. And the Statue of Liberty?
Oh, it just represents the freedom. You know what I'm saying? Like the freedom that I was able to get when I opened up the shop.
Dope, you know? Man. That looks dope.
Yeah, kind of like I didn't think about it too much, but you know, people be like, oh, you're from New York.
I bet. Oh, you from New York, son.
Like, nah, it was just more, you know, the freedom, the liberation, isn't that what, you know, Statue of Liberty means? So I was just, you know, just being able to open my own shop and do my own thing, you know.
That's awesome. And you're originally from where? From California, I believe.
Yeah, from LA, born and raised.
Nice. Now, what age did you come over here?
When I was 19.
Oh, okay.
18, 19 years old.
What is one of your worst customer experiences?
What's one of my worst customer experiences? Oh man, I can go on for days. Nah, I just probably one of the funniest ones was I can remember there was this one time, it was a weekend, man, we're super packed, and this lady came in and she had like 3 kids, and she had, you know, she was just there. They want to tell you her mom's with her too, and bro, they're just screaming all over the place. They're just, you know, kids are all over the place. The restaurant is full. And the lady looked at me and she's like, what do you have for kids? I looked at her and I was just like, man, I'm fresh out of Benadryl. Wanted to put them kids to sleep. Bro, honestly, the customers here have been pretty cool. You know what I'm saying? I haven't really had too many issues. You know what I'm saying? I'm probably more of an issue to the customers than they are to me, you know? just being able to be here and be up. I'm very hands-on with the shop. I'm always here, you know what I'm saying? So I get sometimes I get a little friendly, sometimes me paso un poco, pero you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. You know, it's all in trying to have a good time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess some people don't see it that I'm, you know, like I'm here every day, you know what I'm saying? Like just about
on the hustle
and putting the grind in, you know. So it kind of becomes like natural or habit, you know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes just seeing new people and things like that and just being able to be friendly with you guys, you know what I'm saying? It's cool. I love the experience.
Yeah, so that's at least what I give you mad props for. You're working for yourself in your field, being your own boss, and obviously there's always going to be challenges and things that happen during becoming, you know, a business owner, but at least you're still here, you're still succeeding, and I give you mad props for that.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. It's like right now you're on another tip, another level.
Now I'm in the teaching stage because now I'm trying to get these new guys in the kitchen and I'm trying to teach them how to be able to take on the role and be able to do different things. You know what I'm saying? Because we are in the process of opening our second location.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So we're going to open up our second location and then I'm going to have to teach these guys to be able to do more, you know what I'm saying? And teach them to teach the other guys how to do more so that everybody can just keep stepping up, you know what I'm saying? So that eventually, kind of like what happened with me, maybe I can find one of my dishwashers and they can end up being the next, you know, head chef here at the location, you know what I'm saying?
Because
our food is still chef-driven. You know, we have our burgers of the month, so every month we do it. We try to come up with a different style of burger, different... just something different, you know, like, for example, this month has truffle oil and pesto and, you know, things like that. Things that you're not going to find on your typical burger.
So what's your most requested burger?
Here at the shop, the most requested burger? Man, honestly, you know, it's like I tell everybody, all the burgers sell pretty good, you know. Back in the days, we used to have the Lady Guava was probably one of the most requested burgers. It was one of the burgers that won a competition for me.
Oh, nice.
It was basically a small little slider that we stuffed with cream cheese and bacon.
Oh, nice.
And then we deep fried it in a Japanese style tempura batter and coated it with a guava ketchup.
So that guava ketchup. My brother, every time he's like, yo, that burger that's wrapped in bacon, he loves that shit. He's like, yo, man, I want that shit. I think next time I go to Orlando, I just got to buy it and take it to him.
Yeah, it'll hold up.
Perfect. But let everybody know where they can find you at.
Well, right now we're on 7 Westward Drive in Miami Springs, located right off of the Circle. The food truck, you can find us on also on Instagram at Junior's Burgers. The food truck is Junior's Burgers Food Truck. Also keep an eye out for our second location, which is going to be popping up somewhere in the Wynwood area, if I'm not mistaken.
Nice.
It's right down the street from Kush. So
nice.
Come check us out. You know, I heard we got a damn good burger.
100.
So come check us out.
All right, man. Appreciate you on the podcast.
No problem, man. Thank you for having me, bro. I really appreciate you coming through.
Audio Box.